With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republicans are getting ready to fast-track the extension of the Trump tax cuts through the reconciliation process if they win big in November. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Nearly 7 years after the GOP used budget reconciliation to pass the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the party is gearing up to use the same maneuver to renew key provisions set to expire in 2026. Republican tax writers have already broken into working groups on specific tax topics in advance of the 2025 tax cut expirations, priming the House Ways and Means Committee to get straight to work if the GOP sweeps Congress and the White House. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise addressed his conference last week about reconciliation, bringing members up to speed on the process that could carry one of their top policy priorities to the finish line. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, critics are blasting President Biden over his decision to open the tap on one of the nation's most important fuel reserves. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
President Biden announced over the weekend he'll sell off 1 million barrels from the Northeast Gasoline Supply Reserve. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre says it's about lowering the price of gas. The move comes ahead of the busy summer driving season, but also the 2024 election. Critics say it's a politically motivated misuse of that reserve, which is intended as a critical backup in the event of natural disasters or other national emergencies. Bob Agnew reporting.
Federal officials say a group of alpacas in Idaho have tested positive for the bird flu. Department of Agriculture says it's the first time that H5N1 bird flu virus has been found in the species in the state. The National Veterinary Services, in a statement, announced that the infected alpacas were at a farm in Idaho. San Diego County reports another TB case, this time at the College of Continuing Education. The potential tuberculosis exposure happened between late November of last year and late February of this year. This is SRN News. Seattle public schools are promoting transgenderism.
According to emails obtained by the group Parents Defending Education, a healthcare organization that operates clinics inside Seattle area schools is offering, quote, gender-affirming care services. This includes hormone shots to help children live as the opposite sex. The Seattle school system already has a policy of not disclosing to parents the fact that their child may be living as the opposite sex in class. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging in the city, New York education officials say they're sending thousands of school kids to the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Manhattan. Some 85,000 middle schoolers will take the field trips in hopes of engendering tolerance for Jews in the next generation. The program is being funded in part by a grant from the Gray Foundation, which regularly spends large amounts on programs for New York City young people. This is SRN News. As Senate Republicans enter into a new round of budget fights with Democrats, one Republican says America needs to reinvest in the military.
A key Republican is calling for the U.S. to boost defense spending.
We're overdue.
Senator Roger Wicker, a Republican from Mississippi, is the ranking member on the Senate Armed Services Committee.
The fact that we're in a new Cold War is self-evident.
Wicker was interviewed by the AP's Stephen Groves. Wicker's calling for an additional $55 billion for the military beyond what was agreed in the deal to suspend the nation's debt limit a year ago, saying a generational investment is needed. Under his proposal, the military would eventually consume 5% of America's gross domestic product, a rate not seen since the early 1990s. Jennifer King, Washington.
All charges have been dropped against golfer Scottie Scheffler after a new video of the incident comes to light. He was charged with assault of a police officer as he was trying to enter the PGA Championship in Kentucky about 2 weeks ago. More details at SRNnews.com.